I have attended two meetings of the Rice Board of Governors, and certainly I'm impressed by the caliber of people who are on the board. They're all so much more affluent than I am, but I just can't let that make too much of a difference now, because I've been elected to this board by the alumni and have got to carry on the best I can. I did send a rather substantial contribution to Rice the other day for this year in behalf of myself and mother, and sent a fairly substantial contribution last year. But these men, who are most of whom have been appointed rather than elected to the board, are quite affluent, and some of them have made really enormous contributions to Rice. I went to one meeting on the campus at in the new president's meeting room, and came down and looked at the quadrangle after the meeting. It was a beautiful late summer afternoon when I came down, and I had to really talk to myself to convince myself that it was over 40 years ago when I was there as a student and looked at that same scene with not quite as many buildings, but the same quadrangle, the same hedges, the same poplar trees, the same beautiful Italian architecture which characterizes the older buildings of Rice. It looked very much the same as it did the first time I saw it, which was 44 years ago, I guess, in the year 1926. I thought of the many things that had happened since then, not only to the world and to the country, but to myself. I met Mother at Rice. Our marriage was one of the few romances that came out of our class. Of course, the most significant next thing that happened was the arrival of you three children, of whom we're all very proud. It was quite a nostalgic moment, and it was such a particularly beautiful afternoon that I paused there an abnormal length of time to look at it before I left. I was soon awakened to the fact, however, that this time had passed, because I had an appointment with my heart doctor later that same afternoon and went by to the clinic where they took a sample of my blood and the doctor listened to the beat of my heart. So I was brought up to date rather quickly and made to understand that this was the year 1970 and that it was an awful lot different. A lot had changed in that period of time.